Ours to Protect on iRadio.
Life in plastic is not fantastic. Did you know it's Plastic Free July, a global movement that helps millions of people be part of the solution to plastic pollution so we can have cleaner streets, oceans and beautiful communities. Last week, Flossie and the Beach Cleaners told us that 81% of the surface of the sea is covered in microplastics. But how can we cut down our plastic waste? This week, I caught up with Martin Wisely from Refills in Naas about how we can cut down our single-use plastic. Martin starts off by describing what Refills is.
Basically, Refills is a refill shop. So we were big on zero waste. So you can bring in your containers, any containers really, from even takeaway boxes, jars, Ziploc bags, anything like that. Basically, you fill whatever you need. So say you want rice, pasta, cereals, nuts, seeds, herbs, spices. Basically, we have everything for you to refill, and you only leave with what you brought in. So you're not accumulating any more plastic waste.
And what are the benefits of not accumulating this plastic waste and using the refill containers?
The benefits being that, like, your green bin is going to be reduced massively. You're going to feel better about refilling as well. You know, you're contributing to a zero waste economy, or you're staying within the circular economy as such. The economy has been being very linear the last few years, where a product comes in, it's used, and it's either thrown away or sometimes recycled. But we're part of the circular economy where we keep everything in use. So we're massive fans of reuse, and basically keeping everything on the go rather than throwing it away. Massively, only 9% of all plastic produced is actually recycled, which is pretty staggering to think when, you know, the government are telling us to recycle things, but only actually 9% of it is actually recycled. A lot of it is sent abroad for recycling, but a lot of it is actually thrown away. It's never to be seen again. Every minute of every day, a truckload of plastic is dumped into the ocean, which is killing marine life, which is really, really sad. Also, a whopping 2 million plastic bags are used every single minute worldwide. So we really need to cut down our use of plastic and look for alternative products. Yeah,
when you're going about your day-to-day and you're just picking up that plastic bottle, it doesn't really go into your head. But when you hear those facts, it puts it all into perspective.
Yeah, it's staggering. Like, you know, like literally only 9% recycle. Like, you know, the other 91%, it's basically, it's either going into the ocean, it's being dumped in landfill, it's being incinerated, it's sent abroad where some of it's recycled, but a lot of it is not known where it's going to. And basically, the biggest thing for everyone to do is just to refuse single plastic waste. We all need to do our part in just telling these companies we don't want plastic. We want alternatives to plastic, and there is so many alternatives out there now. Like, even like these things like bioplastics, things that's made from natural materials and things like that. So scientists are coming up with ways of kind of tackling the plastic pollution problem, but we need to put pressure on governments and big companies by refusing single waste mainly.
Martin from Refills in Naas mentioned we need to cut down our single use plastic, so he shares three tips on how to do so.
Even if you have plastic, just try to reuse it. Like, there's simple things like you could even put seeds in a plastic container and grow something from it. Like, simple like that, using them as containers for holding cosmetic stuff, even, you know, like, you can reuse plastic so much. Like, as I always say to people when they come into the shop, if they bring in a plastic container or something, it's actually being made for the purpose of reusing, but we don't reuse them. So, you know, that's the key, is to just keep reusing the plastic. Try to refuse the single-use plastic that is basically we don't really need. We can, there's many alternatives to single-use plastic. And hopefully, eventually, we can get it more into the mainstream where plastic pollution becomes part of history as such, you know.
And Martin, if someone wants to check out the shop, where are you located?
Yeah, we're based in Naas. We're on the Kilcullen Road, just about 100 yards past Swans, if anyone's familiar with Swans. We've been there nearly 2 years now. We're the only zero waste shop in Kildare. So, but we're actually online too. We're at refills.ie. So that's refills with a Z, not an S. So you can purchase online too if you don't live in the Naas area. You can also check out our website there. We have about 450 products. So all, natural ingredients that we use in our, household cleaning, personal care, items, and they're all for refill.
If you would like to get in touch with Arts to Protect, you can send us an email on arts2protect@iradio.ie. And if you want to listen back to this or previous episodes, head over to iradio.ie/Arts to Protect.
Arts to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television license fee. Check out arts2protect.ie for more info.